Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. Interesting. Mm. That's why you need Robert Half. Yep. I don't think that's a person. That's the company.
Okay, I was confused.
Yeah, their specialized recruiting professionals engage with their proprietary AI. Welcome to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing, and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. See, at Robert Half, they know talent. I wish I had had Robert Half back in the day when I was hiring.
Okay.
So, no offense, Sona.
Oh, I feel like you did mean to offend me.
Yes, you wouldn't be here if I had had Robert Half. Okay. Visit RobertHalf.com today.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Tara. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Hello. Hi. Hi, Conan. Hi, Sona. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Hi, Tara. Is it Tara or Tara?
Yes. Well, you can do it either way, but I say Tara.
Tara. Well, I want to get this right. Hello, Tara. It's very nice to see you. And where are you in the world right now?
I am calling from just outside of Bangkok right now, Thailand.
Oh, you're in Bangkok, Thailand. Wow, this is incredible. Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. Describe who is this Tara from just outside Bangkok, Thailand?
I am a part-time university lecturer.
Oh.
So I'm teaching at the school I went to for my BA. And I'm also a freelance translator. So I take on odd jobs whenever I can get them as well.
Very good. And what's the subject that you teach?
I teach two subjects, so English and translation.
Okay, very good. And do you lecture?
I do. I'm in charge of like one group of, say, 25 students for the whole term. So, yeah, they're with me for the whole term and I lecture them, give them exercises, mark their papers, so on and so forth.
Here's what I've always thought in the years that I was being instructed. I always thought someone either is good at that or they're not, being able to stand up in front of people and give a lecture. Have you found that you have that ability and that you like it, you enjoy it?
I do enjoy it. Do I have the ability? That's up for debate, maybe.
Well, I think you do. I'm going to say I think you do. I think you're, I have great confidence in you already, and I'm sure that you do. And what's it like? What's the earliest you have to start with your students? Because I used to notice the hardest thing was going to a lecture early in the morning. That's the hardest thing.
Oh, gosh. My earliest class starts at 8 a.m. on a Monday.
Oh, no one goes to that class. Yeah. I bet no one shows up.
Everybody shows up, but nobody wants to be there, including me.
That's the way to win them over, Tara.
Yes.
So what do you do? How do you get them going at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Well, this term, because I'm teaching translation, there's not really much that you can do. You just sort of have to power through it. But, you know, last term when I was teaching English, I would try to like maybe get them a bit hyped up with small games or exercises at the beginning. But everybody knows that it's just something you have to accept, sort of.
Have you ever tried magic tricks? I just think if you could learn a few magic tricks and if they were the kind that used some, you know, those little explosive powdery things that go kapoom, kapoom, you know, that might get people going.
Maybe. And I'll go in and be like the prestige or something.
Yes, exactly. I'm telling you, if you go in with a little showmanship, now you've stepped into my area of expertise. You need to put on a show for a crowd. You need to amp up the energy. You need to bring in props if necessary.
No.
You need to use, yes.
Like what kind of props?
Well, first of all, to have a live tiger there on a leash is not a bad idea. And second of all,
You've got to wear dramatic clothing. Elvis Presley, when he went from doing movies to Vegas in the late 60s, went for a rhinestone-studded jumpsuit. That can help too. Mm. Things that grab the attention. What do you think, Tara?
I think I'd better check with the university regarding, you know, live animals on campus. But, you know, I am definitely noting all of this down.
All right. I'm going to give you one. There's a famous expression here in the United States. Better to ask forgiveness than to ask for permission. So just go ahead and do it. And then if something goes wrong and somebody gets mauled while they're trying to learn about English literature or translation, you say, oh, I'm so sorry.
I won't do it again.
I won't do it again. And then make sure the tiger's there too with you nodding, going, sorry.
I mean, what's the worst they can do? Fire me?
No, actually, you could probably go to jail.
I didn't think about that.
I just did. It just occurred to me right now that if you do any of what I'm saying, you could be jailed. So how did you become acquainted with our world and our podcast? Are you a listener of the podcast or have you checked us out? Okay. Tell us about that.
I guess I started by watching your videos on YouTube back when I was maybe in high school. I don't remember how I came across the first Conan video I ever saw, but yeah.
Right. They're so ubiquitous and so a part of everyone's life.
Oh,
I know.
It's kind of like saying, what's the first? No, it's like saying, when was the first time you caught a ball?
Or caught the common cold.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, it's like best life pre-Conan and post-Conan, but I don't remember the shift.
Yes. Who remembers their first bout of diarrhea? No one. But you move on in life. So...
You nailed it. You got there.
With your help, old friend.
Well.
So Tara, tell us, you started watching the videos and then you started listening to the podcast?
Yeah. So I think your podcast started coming out just when I was maybe about to do my master's degree. So they came at a great time because I was in another country alone, struggling with sort of loneliness a little bit, and they really kept me company, got me through my MA, and you've been like my Spotify top listen for the past every single year since you've put the podcast out.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you very much. That's really sweet. We're all very honored that you would listen to our foolishness. And I understand that we've been some help to you in your romantic life. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's right. I somehow bonded with my boyfriend over your show as well. And we'd like watch clips or send clips to each other and then just sort of discuss how Conan is like peak comedy.
Oh, that's incredible. Hey, I like this guy a lot. What's this guy's name?
His name is Graf. So in Thailand, people have nicknames that don't really have anything to do with their personality. So his nickname is just Graf, and that's the nickname he was given at birth. So, you know, it's not like he's a mathematical wizard or anything.
But he could have been named anything. People's nicknames are often just inanimate objects.
Right? Yeah, or just random words.
Yeah. What's your nickname?
I'm one of the weird Thai people who don't have a nickname.
Oh, okay. We should give her one.
Yeah.
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 Podcast.
Yeah.
podcast or VCR remote. No, I think podcast.
Yeah. Well,
podcast.
Just because it seems like it's got some meaning behind it.
Yeah. Okay. I was just going for totally random.
Oh.
Who knows? We'll find you a good nickname, but for now, your podcast.
Okay. Okay. I'll accept that.
Yeah. Well, you really have no choice. We mean, this is what we do.
That's right. He's telling the truth podcast.
Yeah. You just have to understand podcast that when you and Graf met, it was foreordained.
That's right.
I'm curious. So what happened? Were you in a cafe and you heard this handsome gentleman across the cafe chuckling and you said, excuse me, sir, what is you chuckling at? And he said, oh, that rascally Conan. And then you said, why, I enjoy Conan as well. And then hearts came out of your heads. Is that
Conan's version of fan fiction?
Is this what happened?
His own erotic fiction.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
I'm getting
like
all hot and bothered
fan
right now.
Fan fiction.
Yeah. So what, is that what happened?
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
No, tell us what happened.
We knew each other since, I'm going to say like 11, 12, we were school friends and, we'd always sort of been close-ish, but then, we started, you know, sort of talking, towards the end of like high school. And I don't know how you came up. I think maybe he even sent me the first video and sort of got me onto you or something. Mm-hmm. And the rest is just sort of history, really.
Nice. How long have you two been together now?
It's going to be 10 years next month.
Wow.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Are you getting pressure from your family? Are they saying what's happening here?
Yeah, my mom just keeps saying, you know, I want a grandchild all the time. So that's fun, but every time anybody we know says, you know, oh, when are you going to get married? When are you going to have kids? Blah, blah. And we'll be like, if you just give us the money to like have a wedding and the money to like raise a child for until they go off to college, then yeah, just do that and we'll.
Well, Conan, you have a lot of money.
Right away.
Yeah, you should just pay for it.
Well,
she's
first of all, I'd love to. And I did have a lot of money. Uh-huh. Some bad investments were made. Mm-hmm. And I apologize. I thought Necco wafers were coming back.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And I went all in. I thought there'd be a huge resurgence during COVID of a very untasty wafer.
Good that, chalk, though.
That
good
came,
sidewalk
yeah,
chalk.
From the 1902. And so I went all in. Built a factory. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's only a matter of time until your check engine light comes on, which could equal an expensive repair bill, and a new engine can cost up to $6,000.
Don't I know it?
But this is why you need this product I'm about to mention right now.
Okay.
CarShield. CarShield offers plans with low monthly rates that you can pay for your expensive repairs on your out-of-warranty car, truck, or SUV. It's so nice to have that protection of CarShield.
I know.
I believe. That's my belief. Some people have other beliefs, maybe religious beliefs. I think CarShield. CarShield plans provide protection on up to 5,000 major parts and systems, including items like transmission, engine, even your entertainment system. Mm. Just call CarShield and choose the mechanic to do the work. CarShield administrators will handle the rest and save you money. Look, I saw your car today. You've got a beautiful car, but you've got to haul your family around in this car. This is a vital piece of machinery for you. You need CarShield.
I do. And, you know, I don't take care of my cars very well. So CarShield, it would definitely come in.
You know, and also,
With their A rating from the BBB, don't ask me, CarShield is the name you can trust to save you money on covered auto repairs. Now's the time to make the smart choice and protect yourself from the sky-high auto repair bills. Visit CarShield.com/Conan. Save 20% today. Again, that's CarShield.com/Conan to save 20%. Visit CarShield.com/Conan to lock in your price today.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
I would like, of course, I would love if you two wanted to be together, you know, and become married someday. I feel like I should be there because I was, let's be fair, I was one of the reasons that you two came together.
Honestly, yeah. Would you officiate for us?
Yes, I would. Yeah. I've done it before. I've married people before. I have, I'm registered online as a minister with the Church of the Holy Get Groovy. And I think it expired. I think all I have to do is press Control-Alt-3 and it will, I'm re-entered again.
It's that easy. I don't know. Can you do it in Thailand?
I think I haven't looked into the laws in Thailand, but I'm 100% certain I can.
Okay. I mean, this is binding, right? We have audio and video proof. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I guess you're a legal scholar as well. No, but listen, I think there are many ways I could help you. I think I could help you with your 8 a.m. lecture. I think those kids would pay attention if maybe I instructed the class and you could just watch me do it.
Yeah.
I think that you would see how it should be done. No offense, but I think you'd see a whole new way to approach your students. What do you think of that?
I believe it. Yeah.
Yes. Then I think I could take you and Graf out to a nice restaurant maybe or a club. And we could relive the time that you first bonded. Oh, I could read ad copy from a podcast live while you two rekindled what brought you together in the first place. And then I could talk to your mother and say, you know, I know you want a grandchild. I have two children. I don't see them a lot. We don't get along. So she could have, you know, one of them. I'm thinking of my son. Yeah.
Oh,
he's very tall. He's about 17. But I'd loan him out for a year. How's that? At very reasonable rates.
If you did the class instruction, let's say it's an hour class, would you do like 55 minutes of performance and then it would be 5 minutes of actual instruction?
Do you want these kids paying attention or not?
Yeah.
You want them
right.
paying attention. What they learn, no one really goes to university to learn.
Okay.
They learn how to learn. And that's what I could provide. I could provide an incredible experience at 8 a.m. that would blow their minds. And I think change the way they think about English literature and the English language and translation. So I think this would be a game changer for these young people and they would never forget it. And then you could use some of my methods. What do you think?
There was so much silence there.
Yeah.
I think
there was so much nothing for a while.
Yeah.
Listen, I think I would love to see it.
You don't sound you're thrilled yourself, podcast. maybe you, Graf, and your friends, Bottle and
Bottle
and Electric Toothbrush should get together and talk this over. But I'm convinced that I could be a great great force in your life.
If I mean, it sounds like you'll help me sort my life out. And I mean, whenever I don't need to do that myself, that's always a plus, isn't it?
You know, it's funny. You bonded with potentially your future husband over my work. My wife and I, true story, my wife Liza, who I've been married to for 21 years, we bonded over our distaste for my work.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And to this day, it's kept us together. Mm-hmm. She just doesn't get it. And to be honest with you, neither do I.
Keeps things fresh, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. It really spices up the marriage when you're totally not respected. Tara, you seem like a very nice person. And I'm very impressed with you. I think she's a very impressive person.
She is. I mean, I can't believe you teach people.
I can't believe it either.
It's just a lot. That's a lot of pressure. I could never do that. I think I'd be like Conan. I just want them to like me so much. Like I would be just doing whatever I could do to make people like me.
I don't see you showing up at an 8 o'clock a.m. class to teach it, let alone.
Yeah.
That's actually true. Yeah. I wouldn't do that one.
You would.
She'd send David.
Yeah. You'd send my other assistant, David, to go do it.
Yeah.
And in between shots of the kids barely struggling through the 8 a.m. class would be shots of you passed out hardcore.
Yeah. I'd go to the parties with the students, but I don't think you're allowed to do that. Anyway, sorry.
Do you ever party with your students?
No, because they're still technically underaged. I don't think I should. Because I need alcohol
Tara,
at
I didn't
my
mean
parties.
You, oh, the alcohol aspect. Okay.
No. Oh, no, no. What were you thinking?
It sounded creepy when you first said it. But trust me, some of those kids are drinking.
Speaking of alcohol, I have in my notes that you really like to drink wine and scotch. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Together?
Well, let me rephrase that. What are your drinks of choice, Tara?
Most of the times it's wine.
Mm-hmm. Wine. And what about spirits? If you're going to have spirits, what kind do you have?
I do like scotch a lot. The bad thing is that I quite like expensive scotch, but as you can probably imagine, teachers don't get paid very well. I mean, all over the world, but also especially in Thailand. So whenever I'm having like a really nice glass of scotch and I think about how many hours I have to teach to be able to afford that scotch, it sort of takes the enjoyment out of it.
I'm sending you some good scotch.
Yeah. What do you like? What do you drink?
What do you like? What's a good scotch that you would like to drink? I am sending you some good scotch.
I mean, think big here. He's going to send you something free. Yeah.
Again, like this is all binding.
No. I didn't say it was free. She has to, I'm billing her.
No. Plus for shipping. No.
Plus for shipping.
No. And handling.
And handling and my labor. I'm going to keep an eye on my gas tank. No. Of course, Sarah. I want to send you some good scotch. What do you like?
I really like scotch from the Isle of Isla. So those
Lafroig?
Yeah, Lafroig or Ardbeg. Those really peaty, smoky ones.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You're going to help me with this because Gorley knows his scotches.
Well, I've had more come out of me than in me. But
what the fuck?
What the hell was that?
Throwing up a lot of scotch.
Well, that's pleasant.
Sorry.
I should have told you that Gorley's a terrible alcoholic.
Sorry. Just those peaty scotches have really floored me like no other alcohol before.
I'm getting you some scotch. And our people are going to tell me, they're going to find out where I can send it and I'll get it to you.
Okay? Oh, wow. So you're getting me scotch, you're officiating my wedding.
Possibly.
You're talking to my mom about loaning your son out.
And that's all at the price of him teaching your class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have to give me that 8 o'clock a.m. class.
Oh, and gladly.
I'm going to need a little bit of time to talk to your local zoo and to get some pyrotechnics. So this is a tall order, but I'm going to turn it all around, Tara.
Sounds good. Okay?
Well, it was lovely talking to you. You're really an accomplished, intelligent person, and I wish nothing but good things for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I can tell that didn't mean much to you.
No,
I'm sorry.
It just means the world.
Yes, yes. I'm so needy.
None of this means anything till she gets her scotch.
I'll post on Instagram and be like, thank you so much, my savior.
Yes, that's what I like. I have a savior complex. My best to Graf. And I hope our paths cross soon. That would be fun.
I hope so. I mean, if you ever come to Thailand and need like an interpreter, or maybe not, but you know, if you ever come to Thailand, just hit me up. We'll hang out. I'll sneak you into class and you can do your bit, you know.
My bit.
Sounded so charitable.
Yeah. You know what's so sad? I'll let you do your bit.
Yeah.
You realize, Tara, that's what they're going to be telling me in the nursing home.
Conan, finish your porridge
and then you can, we'll let you come out for the rest.
Don't you know that this podcast came about because of a secret meeting where like, we need to find a place where Conan can do his bits. We need to let him do his bits in a room.
Oh, Tara, you've exposed the whole sad sham. All right. Well, thank you. That's very nice of you. And I wish you all the best. All right. You take care. Have a great day, Tara.
Bye,
thank
podcast.
Thank you. Thank you bye, for po- this
oh,
opportunity.
Sorry, podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, podcast.
Bye, microphone. Bye, headphones. Bye, sweater. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaird. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production. In association with Stitcher.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.